Can I take a moment or two just to thank folks for the past couple of months? Maybe you're like me, and you look at the calendar and you see 2nd of September, and you think, well, how did that happen? It was just June a moment ago. But it's been a good summer. I want to thank folks who have been involved in lots of different ways over the summer. Having the two services has meant folks doubling up on things, and people who look after the sound systems and the screens and all that sort of thing, things that we don't actually see. We never actually notice the PA system until it squeaks. You never notice the screens until something doesn't work on them. But folks have been working two services Sunday by Sunday, so thank you. To our musicians, our choir, who have just committed themselves to all of that, thank you so much. We are indebted to so many people who keep those services going, so thank you for that. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you to folks who have helped on Sunday evenings. We've had just through the summer, Sunday evenings in the hall, just relaxed and formal evenings, time spent together. But again, those don't just happen. A big part of that has been the fact that we've had a lovely supper. So to Lindsay and folks like that who have provided that supper Sunday after Sunday, thank you so much for doing that. We've had a holiday Bible club, we've had Summer Soul, we had an army of helpers for both of those things, but again, without them, it just would not have happened. So thank you. Thank you to everyone who in different ways has been involved over the summer months in all that we've done. And as I look at all those events, to me, it's a little snapshot of the church, just seeing people working together, teams working together for the glory of God and the good of his people. So thank you to everyone who's been involved. And again, as we set out into this new season within church life, can I encourage you to stay involved? Already I've asked about help with our children's ministry, help with Messy Church. There is so much that goes on over the winter months here that we need help with that. So please don't sit on the sidelines and hope that someone else will do it. Please get involved, stay involved, be part of what it is to be church here in Ballywillam. But thank you so much to everyone who already gives so much to the life and work and witness of our congregation. Over the past